And what were you thinking when you got on that boat?
We just thought, oh, maybe they are throwing us in the sea. For myself, I thought maybe that's their plan. They took our money, and if they are throwing us in the sea, nobody's going to ask them. Nobody can know that.
Then why did you get on the boat?
We don't have a choice. They said we're going to send you somewhere. If your life is under someone's hand, and they said, oh, we are sending you to the safe place, what are you going to do? You don't have any choice, and you're not thinking anything. You don't have anything to think.
And at this point, you didn't speak English.
We couldn't speak English, and we didn't understand how to speak English. And then we get to Indonesia. And then we had 7 day and 7 night travel in with another boat. And we were under 160, 61 people on that boat. That's not a boat to carry human with, you know, the traveling boat. That's the like a boat for fishing or putting some other materials to carry from one place to the other place. That was that one. Around 1 or 1:30, two boats come to our site, white one, big one. And when they come to us and said, you are not allowed to come to Australia, our boat driver start putting more accelerator in a boat for nearly 20 minutes to get faster, to run out of their hand, but he couldn't. The children and women, they start crying and whinging, oh, fire, 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 and everyone see the flame and the smoke come out. And when the soldiers saw that, they jumped on the water, and they asked everyone to jump on the water. When they took us from the water, sunset. From 1:30 p.m. until sunset, we were in the water. The water pushed us everywhere, but because we couldn't swim and we couldn't control ourselves, you know. Two ladies has been died on there, yeah. One of them was a little bit old, and the other one very young, and she was next to me, yeah. After they picked up, they got our pictures, they filled our form, and they said, next week, next Monday, you will have this. We will start to interview you to see who is refugees and who are not. But in the middle of the week, on Wednesday, they come and they said, no, you have to go to Nauru. We didn't know where is Nauru. But on there, we have seen a lots of trouble. We were in a trouble, you know, because there is no hope, no choice, no way. And we were like a blind person, you know. You can see some people was sitting somewhere, look on the sun, or somewhere on the trees, or inside their room under the bed. Some people cry, some people spoke with themselves, some people sing with themselves. Many different things was on there. That's a place not to explain, you know.
Obviously, the Australian government, they don't want to let everyone in.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. They shouldn't let anyone to come in, but there is difference between if we're saying anyone, you know. There is maybe some people have right to come in, and some people don't have right. Some people coming here to make money, to do a business, to be a rich person, but some people coming here to be safe. Is a difference between these two, you know? Lots of difference. If someone's life is in danger and they are seeking to be alive, it means you have to give them an opportunity to live. Everyone have the right to find a safe place to be alive.